So sorry.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm coming from National Opinion Service. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can.
Hello?
I'll probably yell at my dog. Yes?
Okay, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak
okay.
with Lorena Dye?
Deal. Yes. Speaking.
Okay. That you, right? Lorena. Okay. All right, ma'am. Just for qualify for the survey. Let me move. Okay, I know I'm still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote for? Probably vote.
Definitely.
The chances 50-50? Or, okay. And just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
58.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask what is your race? White, African-American, or Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, or mixed race?
White, Hispanic.
Okay, so be mixed race.
Mixed.
We'll go with that. All right, ma'am, and just and please rate me your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay? But you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
About 10, okay. All right, ma'am, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. All right. In thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Would that be protecting our democracy and freedoms, gun regulations and reform, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform, that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, crime and violence, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change, and environmental issues. Okay, you can pick two of those to be the most important to you.
Inflation.
Okay, you say inflation. Inflation and the economy. What else?
Correct. And then I would say crime.
Crime and violence. Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove, of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Is this a rating thing or yes or no?
Just a strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. All right. All right, ma'am, now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay. All right, man, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Against me or what I see it?
Yes, against you.
Against me? Not very often.
So not often, okay, all right. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
None at all.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you. All right, man, how concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back, you know, in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned, okay. All right. Now, okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. Okay, the first one will be the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
50.
50, okay. What about Donald Trump?
75.
Joe Biden?
0.
Black Lives Matter?
0.
The National Rifle Association or NRA?
75.
Cornel West?
Haven't heard of it.
Okay. The Republican Party?
50.
50. And Tim Scott?
Who is he? Who is that other person, too?
Well, they don't give us any information here. They just want to know if you know anything about him, okay? They don't put any information on them.
I don't remember names, so I don't know.
Okay, no problem. We'll go to the next one. Thank you, ma'am. All right, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Okay, not worried at all. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to read you some statements, you know, about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay? The first one says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
I think everyone should be protected. I don't think anyone has a protected class.
Okay, so would that be a disagree or strongly disagree?
I would say strongly disagree. Everyone needs to be protected.
Okay.
Not just...
Okay, the government... Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Excuse me, would you repeat that, please?
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
I disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat, ma'am?
Strong.
Okay. America's diversity makes it stronger.
I agree. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. And artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. You know, please tell me if you agree, which one you agree with more, okay, statement A or statement B. Statement A says parents should have the direct say on education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books, you know, our school libraries can carry. That's statement A. Statement B says our school must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people, you know, whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as the Black and LGBTQ plus community. Okay, which of these statements do you agree with more? Would you say is strongly agree on A, is somewhat agree on statement A, somewhat agree on statement B, or strongly agree on statement B?
I don't believe in censorship on any level, either by parents or by schools. If we don't have, we don't get it out there. But to ban it.
Okay, so you don't, not A or B?
Neither A or B. I would.
Okay. All right. No problem. We will go to the next question. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people are saying being, you know, being undermined in this, in our country today. Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree. You know, 0 means that you don't think it's being undermined or threatened, okay, at all. You can use any number. A fair and equitable court system. You think it's being undermined or not, or threatened?
Did you say a court system?
Yes, a fair and equitable court system.
Is that, are you talking about education?
Well, this is a course, you know, I guess, you know, the thing, the court system is not, is being, either being undermined or threatened.
I'm not sure what you mean by a court system.
Well, there is a fair and equitable court system. Do you think it's been, do you not agree it's been threatened or undermined? Or do you think it's been threatened or undermined?
I'm sorry, I was not understanding you say court with a T. I do believe it's being undermined.
So be what number would you give me from 0 to 10?
Yes, it is. The highest you can put it.
A 10, okay? So be strongly agree is being threatened or undermined. Okay? The other one say a strong military.
Is it being undermined?
You think or not? Okay, what number from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay, free and fair elections.
10.
10. Okay, religious freedom.
0.
0, okay. Secure borders.
10.
10. Quality K 12 education through 12 education.
10. It needs to get better.
Okay. Affordable health care.
10.
And traditional family values.
5. I would say a 5.
A 5 somewhere? Okay. All right, ma'am, and we almost are done with this survey. I only have a few more questions. I really thank you for your time, okay, for taking your time to do this survey. Okay, I'm gonna read you some statements, please. People have made how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate me on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 is somewhat agree, and 0, of course, you know, you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use any number, though. Okay, America's democratic institutions have, you know, come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged, you know, in some states. Our rights and freedom are under attack. So our votes, you know, matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Do not agree at all with that statement. Somewhat agree or strongly agree.
There's so many levels to that. I will say somewhat agree.
Okay, so 5, right? You give me 1,
yes.
0 to 5, okay? All right, and the other one says, over the last few years, a you know, stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, you know, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected students' debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works, you know, for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. Would you say do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that?
Do I agree with the Supreme Court, or is that what you're asking?
Well, what they did to all that, you know, what I write to
you. I agree with points of that. One of those is wrong. Nine,
okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please write me your level of motivation for voting on the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay? You may use any number, though, from 0 to 10.
10.
10, okay. Okay, switching gears a bit, the few last questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have my master's.
Master's, okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widowed.
Widow, okay. All right, ma'am, and do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
No children, okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, okay. All right, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never. I'm an atheist.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban. Oh, let's put
urban.
It suburban.
Okay.
Let's call it suburban because it's not a very big.
Okay. Okay. No problem. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Hello?
Yes or no? Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Did you leave me?
No, I'm here.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Wow. I'm here.
I'm sorry.
Last question.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this, that was the last question. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having good questions.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.